Let's talk about judgeships now around the country and the big question of what might happen to the high court in the next 2 years. Joining us is Carolyn Fredrickson, president of the American Constitution Society. It seems like two stories here. One, the funding for judgeship races at many levels of the judiciary. That's a big story. And also, there's always the question of what's going to happen to the Supreme Court when the Senate changes hands. How would you gauge which one's more important right now?
That's a very hard question. I think they're both critically important. You know, on the one hand, with the state court elections, we've seen the money that's been spent doubling, and over $207 million was spent in the period from 2000 to 2009. And that's even gone up radically in this last cycle. We're talking lots of money designed to influence how our state court judges rule in cases that may affect us, may affect our lives very directly. And of course, who sits on our national Supreme Court is also of critical importance. There are so many decisions that will come before the court in the next several years where a lot hangs in the balance. I mean, we just have to look at how many cases have been 5-4 decisions with this current court. So what happens when, whether it's either a democratically appointed justice or a Republican appointed justice retires, we could see a whole set of cases be reversed. And certainly some of us think that they should be in some cases like Citizens United, and think that they shouldn't be in other cases such as Roe v. Wade.
You sort of identify the real irony here. It's Citizens United that's really driving this narrative of the judgeships. I'm wondering if what we're looking at is a kind of moral majority narrative in the sense that back in the 80s, school board presidents and school board superintendents were packed with conservatives, and that led to a wave of conservative sort of moral majority social issue Republicans who moved into state and then national office. Do you see the state judgeships feeding the federal judiciary and then eventually possibly even the Supreme Court over the next 10, 15 years if this cycle continues?
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of bang for the buck in the state court system. And the Koch brothers and other dark money groups have moved in to spend millions and millions of dollars to help decide who sits on the state courts. That affects cases involving voting rights, cases involving redistricting, workers' rights issues, minimum wage, sick leave, all sorts of issues that are going to come in front of these state courts. And there's actually the race in Ohio is particularly interesting because one of the sitting justices, Judy French, who's a Republican, apparently said in front of a Republican audience that her job as a state Supreme Court justice was to be a backstop, as she, that's a direct quote, a backstop for the votes of the conservatives in the state legislature and a Republican governor. And, honestly, I don't think any of us think that that's the role of the courts. We have a situation right now where Americans are disgusted by government. And in addition to being ashamed about what goes on in Congress and the state legislatures, now we're going to feel the same way about our state courts. And I think that it's such an unfortunate outcome. At least we should be able to have faith that our courts are fair and unbiased and nonpartisan, no matter who sits on the court.
Cynicism bought with political campaign money generated by the Citizens United decision. Carolyn Fredrickson, president of the American Constitution Society, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.